A bill in the state legislature brings together the unlikely duo of Indiana folklore and copyright law. Isabella Vesperini has more.
House Bill 1013, authored by Representative J.D. Prescott, a Republican from Winchester, would make the Hoosier State Indiana's official nickname, and it would designate Harry Hoosier as the inspiration. But Amtrak owns the trademark to the Hoosier State for a train route that used to run between Indianapolis and Chicago. IU law professor Mark Janis doesn't anticipate any issues if the state uses the phrase solely as a declaration.
What a trademark right gives you is not the exclusive right to take a phrase out of the language and block others from using it, even commercially. It only gives you the right to exclude other people from uses that would be confusingly similar to your use.
The part of the bill about Harry Hoosier is much more problematic. Prescott says he wants the state to officially memorialize Harry Hoosier's life and accomplishments.
We're teaching our children in school, how do we get the Hoosier name? It's an important story to reflect on. Understand how we truly got our Hoosier heritage.
But there are many theories as to why people in Indiana are called Hoosiers. John Kay is Director of Traditional Arts Indiana and Indiana University Interim Director for Arts and Humanities. He says there is no right story for why people in Indiana are called Hoosiers. There isn't enough evidence to back up any one theory.
The word Hoosier is a legend. It is a story that is told that passes from one person to the next that tries to explain how something came to be.
One of the earliest uses of Hoosier dates back to 1833. John Finley published the poem The Hoosier's Nest, which identifies people from Indiana as upwardly mobile farmers. The word also appeared in a literary context and was originally thought to be an insult, but was quickly adopted as a term describing people from Indiana. Prescott, however, is solidly in Harry Hoosier's corner. J.D. Manier is co-founder of the website The Harry Hoosier Project. He says Harry Hoosier was a slave born in 1750 in North Carolina. He traveled alongside a Methodist Episcopal bishop, Francis Asbury, and became the first Black American Methodist preacher in the country.
He was illiterate, but he memorized hymns and scripture so well that when Bishop Asbury would go on the circuit, it didn't take long that Asbury would say, okay, now I've done my preaching. I want you to have my friend speak for a little while. And especially if they were in the South and there were slave plantations, Harry would speak to them.
Hoosier never spoke in Indiana, but would preach to people as near as Kentucky. Prescott thinks it's also possible Hoosier could have crossed the Ohio River into Indiana territory before Indiana officially became a state. Many of his followers were Methodists. Methodists settled in Indiana before it officially became a state and had a significant presence.
It wasn't that Harry was here preaching, but it was the followers of his teaching moved into Indiana and the Indiana Territory. Followers of his teachings, they were known as Hoosiers.
Kay isn't convinced.
That's why I think it would be so wrong for the state to define what it is. If they want to make it the nickname, that's great. But when they want to define it and they want to bring it in together as one unified theory or one unified way of understanding it, that kind of forecloses other conversations. And we need government to decide on what is true, not on what we want to be true.
This is Prescott's third time proposing the bill. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.